This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
Welcome, everyone, to a new episode. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is...
Nate from Nate Flinch Reviews.
Welcome to episode 31. Now, this is a John Wick Chapter 2 from 2017 movie review. Now we hit the sequels, my friend.
Ooh, both of them.
Yes.
There's only two. Thank God we're at a series that's only three instead of like six like Terminator.
Well, don't worry. If it gets so successful, we're going to be going up to six.
This takes a couple forever. Oh, gee, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
But again, if you guys are listening to us over on Apple Podcasts, please hit those ratings and leave us some comments and feedbacks, and we'll get back to you over there. And if you're watching us on YouTube, you know what to do. Just hit those like buttons if you enjoyed this video. And of course, hit those notification bells so every time we're live, Monday, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, these movie reviews drop, you guys would be notified. But let's get right into these categories of how we based these movie reviews. So they are lead character, main villain, action scenes, storylines, overall, total points. And of course, if you guys seen John Wick 2, leave a comment down below and let us know your thoughts on
your score.
John Wick. Yeah, and the score too.
Give us a score. You know who's gonna love this? Unboxing is gonna love this because he told us he doesn't really like part one.
Yeah, who does not like part one? I'm not gonna get into it, but he hated part one. I was like, what?
I don't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah, so I mean, anyway.
It's okay. Give us your score on the bottom.
Yes.
Let us know.
Give us your score on John Wick Chapter 2 from 2017. But let's get right into our box office numbers. All right, Nate? Here we go.
Oh, yes. I'm ready.
All right. So here you go. This is going to be really good. Box office numbers.
Let me guess. Uh-oh. Let me guess.
Go ahead, Nate. Guess.
I remember I was really close. I was really close in the first movie.
All right.
I'm going to guess. This one did well. I remember this one did well. Dang, did it make? I'm going to say. Oh, man. I don't know how well it did, though. I'm going to say 105 million.
Okay.
I don't think it went crazy. I don't remember it being like crazy, but I remember it being good.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Box office number, John Wick Chapter 2 from 2017. Domestically, $92,029,184.
That was pretty close again. I mean, a little over, but pretty
close. Yeah, a little over. But yeah, that is, my friend, that's a successful weekend, opening weekend, you know, in the United States. Now, international. How did it do over in an international market? Well, I'm going to tell you.
It's an international movie.
Yeah. $79,518,618. It did not do so well internationally.
Not as well.
It's weird, right? Very weird.
Yeah.
But with a worldwide total of $171,547,802. Now, this is on a budget. Are you ready for this? Of $40 million. That's a highly successful movie.
There's the key right there.
Yeah.
It made four times its budget, you know, back for the studio. So it don't matter if it only made $92 million here and 70 something overseas. It's four times what it cost. These movies don't cost $200 million. So you don't have to make 200 just to break even. So good for it. Very, very well done. What is it? Summit? Lionsgate? Good job.
Yeah, they did a great job. Look, again, so far, it's going up a trajectory here in the money department. But we got to see by the next one, Chapter 3, will it dip
a little bit? Three made the most. No, I think it made the most.
Really?
I don't know. I'm not going to look it up.
All right.
You know me. I don't look nothing up. But I think it made more.
But here we go. We're going to get right into some Rotten Tomato scores of John Wick Chapter 2. Let's see what the critics and the audience score have to say. Good.
All right, now, if you guys remember, part one, 86 critics, 81 with audience.
Okay.
This one, with everything, listen, with John Wick, apparently everything's going up. Money went up, right? Critics score for this one, 89%.
Ooh.
Audience score, 85%. So both went up. Okay. Critics liked it more. Audiences liked it more, only 4%, but doesn't matter. More is more. That's what I always say. More is more. So, we're getting more money, more critical
acclaim,
great reception. Yeah. So we're you know, it's doing well, and it's no wonder they greenlit a third one probably very quickly. I would imagine it was like, yeah, okay, this is doing great. So yeah, it's people liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very stunned. I'm very stunned. Like, because you know how sequels are. Some critics just start bashing the sequels. Like, it doesn't have the heart of the first. Yeah. You know how they always write those corny, like, lines?
Yes.
But you know what? That's pretty cool. But of course, we already know here in Levels of Geeks podcast, whose critic, like, scores you guys want the most is ours. Me and Nate.
That's right.
That's who cares about the guy sitting on a couch eating Doritos. You don't want his stuff. You want our stuff. So with that said, let's get into our scores of John Wick Chapter 2 from 2017, starting off with lead character Nate John Wick.
That's right. Now, we're not going to spend a ton of time on this particular category because, let's be real, it's a 5 out of 5. It's the same, you know what I mean? Like, it was a 5 in the first one, and I feel like there's a lot of other stuff we need to talk about with this movie compared to the first one. And this is not one. John Wick as a character is not one of them.
Yep.
He's still pissed off. And this time, he's even more pissed off. Yep. If I could give him a 5.5, I would do it. I give him a 5.5. But we'll give him the 5. Look, he's already angry. He tells this guy, I don't want to do this thing. Don't do it. Don't ask me to do it. Blows up the whole entire house. And so he's like, oh, bro, now I'm upset. I'm going to do, not only want to do this, but then I'm going to get you, bro. I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
So 5 out of 5, great, a great character, period. And then a great progression. Like, all right, this guy made him mad. Now this guy made him more mad. I want him to be so mad that it's just like, you can't get any more like, upset. That's what I want. Yeah. I want him to be just beyond upset, and he will get a 6. I will give a 6. If John Wick 4, he's like nuclear angry, he's getting a 6. Yeah, I'm going to give him a 5.
Angry.
I'll let you go. He's a 5 out of 5.
I ain't even going to hold my tongue, man. It's a 5 across the board. I mean, you can't even beat the beginning when he's going to get his car.
No, just to pick up his car. Like, come on.
He slammed the first 2 seconds of the movie. He rams into a dude in a motorcycle to get the key to get his car. So, look. It's a great, so far we're getting a progression of John Wick's anger. And you get to see it. Well, again, you're right. We're not tackling lead character because we all know how good John Wick is. There is nothing more in this we could say, but let's get right into main villain because I'm going to start off this category because I think he is the weakest link of this damn movie is Santino. If I'm saying it right, is Santino. I don't know his last name.
It's a Spanish name. I watched a couple days. Santino is his first name, though.
I remember Santino because he got me so pissed off when I was watching this movie. But I want to pull it up right now because I want to say it right. John Wick.
Disguisey.
Disguisey.
Santino Disguisey.
Santino Antonio. And D'Antonio.
That's right.
Yes, D'Antonio.
Yes.
D'Antonio. There you go, D'Antonio. All right. So, it's Santino D'Antonio. He was the worst John Wick villain ever in my book. Okay. So, with that, and I'm going to say why. He shows up to my man's house, rolling deep. So, you're going, wow, this guy's going to be strong. You know, he's like, what's in the car, right? And the guy's waiting in the car. And then he goes, John, you owe me this. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do this. And I'm like, okay, he told you no. And he goes, okay. He goes out. Who drives with a rocket launcher in their trunk? So I said, oh, okay. Not knowing you blew up the dude's house. And you can, if he killed someone over his puppy, imagine what he's going to do for his house that he had, which, by the way,
burned up all his wife's pictures.
Burned up the pictures, right? Beautiful freaking house. Like, that was a stunning house, man. That's a bachelor pad for any dude up in the streets, right?
It was sick.
I'm like, okay, you got that. Then he wants to kill his sister. And I'm like, oh, boy. And then he goes, why don't you do it? Like, that same thing I was saying, even John Wick said it. Like, why don't you kill your own sister, but you got to send me to do it? So he does, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. Now we kind of know what kind of guy he is. He's the dude that hides behind everybody. He's like, he's the weakest link, right? So I was like, okay. Yeah. Throughout the movie, he didn't do nothing. All he did was, I'm going to put more money out for other people to kill John Wick. And I absolutely, absolutely hate villains like that. Because I know for a fact that when anybody like John Wick or 007 goes up to that guy with experience of whooping ass, they have no chance to give me some pleasure of him getting his ass kicked, because the stuff that he put our hero through while we were watching, you know? So I'm like, ah, look, all that said, he deserved what he got at the end, because I would have did it too. Screw the damn rules of the Continental.
For sure.
You damn right. And you know what? I will say this, though. I watched all the John Wicks opening night. I didn't see the first one because, again, I didn't know the damn thing existed. After that, I was opening night. Actually, this was the first time I went in a tuxedo, because it was Valentine's Day and I wore the black tie, white suit, and almost everybody in the theater did the same thing too, all the dudes. I went, and let me just tell you, everyone did a standing, screaming, applauding when he shot my man in the head, because I did it too. I was like, yo, don't walk away, bro. You Baba Yaga his face, and that's what he did, bro. So anyway, with that said, that dude sucked, and I gave him a one because he stunk. Yo, dude,
oh my gosh,
that character. I hate Santino. Man. I hate Santino, bro. I hate him.
I'm surprised. I'm genuinely surprised. Nobody, I'm the one guy.
I'm the generous guy. I'm generous Al.
You're generous Al. You're like, just coming through like, hey, I really didn't like this guy, but I still give him a 3.5. You know, so, but a 1. Okay, very good.
I mean business.
I don't dispute necessarily anything you say. I agree. I'm not a fan of the villain who's just the, you know, hey, someone else do my work because I can't do it myself kind of villain.
Yeah.
Remember in the first movie, that guy, he kind of was like that because he was a boss, but he did at least have an encounter with John Wick, you know, at the end, or like, he didn't just get shot and die right away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he slapped him up in the church.
For an older guy, he at least had something to
him. Balls.
This guy don't have nothing. This guy is a coward. He's what I like to call a coward villain. Now, as a coward villain, I think he did a good job. So I'll say that. I like the actor. I've seen him in a few other movies and shows. He was on a show called Master of None that I enjoyed, and I like him. I don't like him as much as Michael Nyquist from the first movie, but he's a pretty good actor. I hate his hair. I absolutely hate his hair. It looks like lasagna. It's like this wavy, I don't know. I'm not into it. His lasagna hair. But I love the open. I do like his first scene where he's talking with him, and you just know you. And give credit to Keanu for playing that. Like, he does not want to do. He don't even know what the job is. He's like, I just don't want to do it. And this guy's like, bro, you better do it. And I did enjoy it. I did enjoy their interactions. Yeah. So there's that. I did like when he blew up his house. Not because I'm happy he blew up his house, but that means my man's pissed off. Man, <baby. laughs> that pisses him off. So I did like that. I agree with you. And one other thing that I don't like is Ruby Rose. Oh, my gosh. Listen. Mm.
I didn't want to get to that.
Listen, she's a henchman. She's like a mute henchman who does sign language. I won't lie. She looked kind of good in this movie, but she's not a good, like, at least she can talk, I guess, because she's not a very good actress. She was attractive, though, even with her boy haircut. So I'll give her that. But yeah, I'm not a fan of hers. I gave him a 3. I was the generous one on this one. I gave him a 3. I do agree, though. I think he's the worst villain of the 3 movies, but there's something so slimy. He does slimy really well. And so I give him points for that. But I don't blame you for the one.
Oh, man. This guy tonight, Nate is generous, Nate.
Generous Nate.
Generous Nate. My God.
And it was only a 3. It wasn't
even. Yeah. Like generous very Nate. High. Yeah. I will say 3. This, though, before we go into the next category, Common was really good as the other agent that he fought in the streets.
I liked him.
I liked him a lot, and I hope he does come back, but I don't think, because I think he died, right? Because he had the knife in the heart.
Bro, imagine if he comes back and he just has that knife permanently, like he can never take it out.
Like they just removed the handle and just had the heart right there?
Yeah, and it's just there. That would be like very James Bond, you know? That is stuck there forever.
Look what you did to me, man.
Yeah, or maybe they team up. He's like, I'm going to help you fight. You know,
yeah,
fight this guy.
Consider this a favor. All right, action scenes.
5. It's a 5. Listen, you know, there's 2 things this movie does perfect, and it's Keanu Reeves as John Wick and action scenes. They are extremely well done. Now, this one's directed only by Chad Stahelski. So it's not the combo as the first movie. No David Leitch in this one. Just Chad. Just my boy Chad. Chad did a good job. One or two scenes early, one in particular, where they had to use CGI because obviously they're not going to hit a man with a car and blast him off a pole. He looked a little rubbery, but besides that, and that's a 1 second shot. You know what I mean? Besides that, everything looks very real. You get stuntmen, you get cars, you get, you know, you do get, I love the scene in like the catacombs, that whole shootout in when they're in Italy.
Yeah.
After he gets the sister and then they come in to get him to like cover up all the loose ends. I love that scene, how he went in. And you know what these movies do good? They show you all the pre stuff, you know, like, I love the scene with the, and it's not action, but it ties in the scene with the sommelier where you're going to get the suit and the weapons and all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
He's got a bulletproof suit. You know, he has bulletproof like outfit, you know, the guns. Then he goes, he puts the guns in certain places. And while you're watching, you're like, I don't know why he's doing this. And then the action scene, all his stuff is where he left it. So everything makes sense. Everything is well planned out, well thought out, well executed. The action looks great. This movie looks better than the first movie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I love the Italy. When they go to Italy, it's gorgeous. You know, the cinematography is better. In that regard, I think it's a better looking movie than the first. And the first movie looks good, but this one looks better. Everything's a little heightened, and it keeps going that way because the third one is the same thing. But we'll get to that later. But yeah, action's a 5. I mean, there's no flaws in this. It continued what the first one did well, and it just did more of it, really. This one has a little more action than the first movie. 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say it. I mean, straight off the back, I gave it a 5 also. The catacombs is awesome, too, because he kind of knew that he was going to backstab him. I mean, there was no way. Like, he already knew. Like, this dude's going to do it. And I always love the scene where Winston tells him, he goes, what do you expect? You stab the devil in the back? And you think he's going to go quietly into the night? Like, no, my man's going to come roaring the thunder and kill everybody because you screwed him. And, like, and that's the thing. It's the action scenes gave you that. Whether he's fighting Common. I mean, Common knew John, so it was, they knew they were going to fight each other. But it was even toe-to-toe, you know? He was hurt, and Common took advantage. And I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. And I love the scene that, you know, Lawrence Fishburne helps him to get into the museum with like one bullet or something. And, you know, when he walks in, I love that he kills everyone running towards him. Like, they didn't learn their lesson. Like, dudes are dropping, but they just keep sending more people. And that was good. I love the mirror scenes in the final. In the museum of art or whatever it was.
I love the one where he gets to New York and all the assassins are trying to kill him. This is like a montage of him like fighting the big, huge sumo guy and fighting the other two guys. It's like a montage of violence. Who can not like that?
I mean, and it's cool because it's like you see the progression of how smart he is. Like, he could use anything. Oh my God, even the best scene of the whole movie is when he uses the pencil to kill the two guys. Remember that whole lore with the first one? He killed the guy with a pencil. And this one, you got to see the pencil. And I remember the theater went crazy with that too because he grabbed the pencil and stabbed the dude through the eye. And I was like, this is a badass movie. So, yeah, I give it a 5. Storyline. Okay. Now, in terms of storyline, to me, that's overall, so I'm not even going to. In terms of storyline, I wasn't too crazy with the storyline. I thought it was a good storyline. It was, you know, they got to where we needed for 3. I thought I was more engaged with 1 more than 2. 2 I liked. Don't get me wrong. I liked the 2. I thought the acting, you know, Keanu Reeves acting, the action, it was way more that we love. You know, you love the action. I love the lore. They tap more into this whole mystery world that they're building for us. I like all that. But the story with Santino and the high table and all that was, to me, it was kind of the weak factor here. Whereas in the third one, they kind of fleshed it out even more. And we're going to talk about that next week. But this one, I didn't like it as much. So with that, I give the storyline a 3. I think out of the 1 and 2, I still think 1 had the better storyline for me. This one, I just felt like, I think the fact because of Santino, and I did not like him, kind of hindered the storyline for me. But I do like everything else. The him going to get the suits, and him going to the other Continental in Rome, And the guy goes, are you here to kill the Pope? And I started laughing mad hard.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that was like really funny. He was like, no. That was mad funny. But
is Franco Nero, that actor. He was in a lot of spaghetti westerns. I don't know if you ever, there's original. So there's Django Unchained, the Tarantino, but there's an original one of Django. That's an old spaghetti western from Italy. He's the guy who played him. So he's like a very famous kind of Italian B movie actor. So it's kind of cool if you know who he is to see him pop up in that role. It was kind of neat.
Yeah, I mean, he was really good. He was really good in that role. Like he was like Winston, very believable. And you know, with these, I mean, we'll talk about that in the overall. But I gave it a 3. What did you give storyline?
I agree with a good amount of your points. I do think of the 3, and I know we're not doing part 3 yet, but I think this one has the weakest story, but still a story that I was engaged with. Mm-hmm. I think the first one is much better because it is very simple, right? It's simple with little sprinkles of like lore, like you're saying, you know, where you're getting there is an overarching secret kind of assassin world, but they only give you little bits of it, and it's little bits in a revenge story. You know what I mean? It's simple. You can very explain it to anybody, can relate. This one is where once you start digging into that lore, it could get at times borderline cheesy. You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't quite. This movie never gets cheesy, but it totes the line. You know what I mean? Like it walks right on the line. Like if they did one or two things different, this thing's falling over and getting a little cheesy. So I think they did a good job of not being cheesy, expanding their world, you know, giving you more of the backstory. I agree. I'm not super like the high table and they start introducing all this. Like, I don't know. I feel like they could have saved some of that for the third movie. Because in the first movie, they barely even touch on the assassin type world. You know what I mean? I feel like they could have done more there, but it's fine. Whatever. That's a minor, you know, that's a personal complaint. I still gave it a 4. I think the story's good. I'm never bored when I watch this movie, and not just because of the action. When the action dies down, I'm still into it. You know, I'm digging it. I like Winston in this movie. He's not in it a lot, but he always has like really good lines every time he shows up. You know what I mean? Even that part that you were talking about where he makes him stamp the blood thing. He's like, hey, bro, finish the thing. And the guy like keeps talking like he's like, close the thing already.
He's like, shut up and do it already.
Shut up and put your blood on this thing. I love that part. So I love even like the concierge guy that he's going to babysit the pit bull. By the way, pit bull, it's just one of the cutest dogs. That dog is adorable.
Yeah,
I love
pit bulls. Yeah.
So, yeah, adorable. And he's like, I'll watch the dog. And he's like, stay. And the dog just sits there and watch. Like, there's little things like that I really enjoyed. So I give it a 4.
Okay. Yeah. No. Today I'm neat, I guess. I'm angry out today. Overall.
So overall, this is a slight step down from the first movie.
Okay.
It does one thing well as a sequel, and that is that it does build and expand on a few things, but it's just not as tight and focused as the first movie to me. So, and the villain's not as good. And, you know, and that's fine. At least they didn't go like way far either way. You know what I mean? It didn't make the exact same movie twice, which I'll give them credit for. I hate when it's like the sequel is just like the same exact as the first movie. Don't do that. But also don't go too overboard. And I think they did a good job. I'm going to give it a 4 overall. I think it's a very good movie. I believe I gave this an 8 anyway, like an 8 out of 10 when I reviewed it years ago when I saw it. So I'll stick with that. It's still good. It holds up fine. First movie's better, obviously, but this is a good sequel. I don't think it's better than the first movie, but I think there are things that are better. Like, I would say the action, there's more of it. I think the action is slightly better. And I think this movie looks better than the first, like I mentioned before. I think the cinematography is better. I think overall that is better than the first. But as a movie, story, action, everything, like total, I like the first better. So 4.
You know, it's crazy because... I agree with you. I gave it a 4. You know, like I said, when I do it, we're breaking this down and overall in everything. So I give it a 4. I don't want people to think that I don't like this movie or I hate it. I don't watch it as much as I watch 1 and 3.
Right. Yeah.
Right? So I watch 3 and 1 the most. 2, I watch it if I want to watch it altogether. You get what I mean? Like, but I, it's not something that I just be like, oh, I want to watch too, because I just don't like Santino. Like, it's just something about that damn character. But it's okay, you know? Like, I'm not knocking it, but like, a four is still good. I could knock this thing down more, but I don't want to because I love the world that they created. Like, that's the thing. Like, that's what keeps me invested in these movies. As long as they could keep writing the world and keep giving us mystery parts of the world, not giving us everything in one movie, I will always be engaged with these movies. So with that said, that is a four for me, four for Nate. Let's go to total points.
Yeah. And this gave us, of course, the Morpheus and Neo reunion. You know,
the first
Matrix
of them. Yeah.
It was awesome. Okay. Total points for me. That is a 5, a 3, a 5, and 2 4s. That comes out to, by my math, that comes out to a 21 out of 25. So still a very strong overall movie, in my opinion. Good storyline, a great main character, great action. Very, very good looking movie. I don't have it on 4K. I need to get it on 4K. But even the Blu-ray, like, it looks very, very good. So, 21 out of 25.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a 19 out of 25 for me. And that's all because of the main villain. Because if I would have gave the main villain a high score, I think me and Nate would have been tied. Or I would have
gave him what I gave him, a 3, we would have been tied.
Yeah, we would have been tied. So, yeah, with that, look, gave it a 19. I think the movie is good. Yes, the soundtrack is freaking phenomenal in this movie. Especially the club scene where he's going to Rome and he's going that you the shark.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then, and I love that joke because he's walking Maslow through the strobe creature of the night. And I'm like, oh
my
god,
is great.
It is. I think that's a phenomenal scene there. I think him, we got to see more, like, I love the fact that we got to see more Continentals throughout the world. It's not only in New York, you get to see it in like Rome and Italy and wherever the other hell, like where he gets help. I like all that. I love Common. I think he was a very good agent. I wish they didn't kill him. I wish he just hurt him to the point that he'll come back for another sequel. But I mean, he killed him, so it is what it is. But he just gave him a heart, you know, stabbed him.
Which
in
didn't
heart.
Kill him, but He killed him.
I didn't kill him, but he killed him. So yeah, I like it. Look, I think it was it's a solid movie. It's not better than the first one at all. But next week, I can't wait because 3. We're going to tap into 3, and that's going to be actually pretty good. So Nate, you know what to do, my friend.
Yeah, so 3 should be very interesting, because guess what, guys? I only saw this at the theater. I have not watched it since. So,
oh, man.
It's not because it's not because I didn't like it, but that's how I am. A lot of times I'll see movies at the theater and then I'll buy them and then I won't watch it for like 2 or 3 years. This is probably my first time watching part 2 in a while as well. So I'm looking forward to it. I think I saw it twice at the theater. So I'm very much looking forward. I do have that one in 4K, so that should be good. Next week we're going to have John Wick Chapter 3. And later this week, don't forget, we're going to have our first in our Black History Month Black led action movies, Passenger 57. We'll call it Wesley Snipes classic with the loosest classic thrown on the end of that. So keep an eye out for that. That should be an interesting conversation.
That's going to be very interesting. And of course, you can find all of these things now in our Levels of Geeks Hub over at levelsofgeeks.com, where we have all our reviews, all our course streams, all our gameplay footage, everything in one hub for you guys to enjoy. If you guys want to look for old episodes, everything is there for you, all organized. And me and Nate do our movie reviews articles. We have our movie reviews there too, our written ones. That's pretty much it. Go to levelsofgeeks.com. But if you want to follow us again in our social media accounts, follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out his podcast with him and his friends, Nateflix Movie Reviews, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you listen to your podcasts on. Anything Levels of Geeks, of course, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Levels of Geeks, across the board. Until then, guys, I hope you enjoyed this movie review of John Wick Chapter 2. If you did, please hit that like button, hit those notification bells, so every time we go live Monday and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. or Thursday, Friday, Saturdays when these things drop, you guys will be notified. Till then, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.